Power 100, Rock and Townsville. How you doing? It's Wolfie in for Wildy this afternoon. Now, there's a story on the front page of today's Rag. A Heatley man by the name of Johnny Smith, who lives in Boys Court, has told how he chased off two thieves with a trident and a chainsaw during a home invasion. I've got the man himself. Johnny, thanks for your time, mate. Tell us exactly what happened.
What happened was last Saturday night about 9:30, me and my mate Jamara, we were sitting playing the PlayStation 4.
What was the game you were playing, mate?
Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and there was a knock on the front door, so he's proceeded to answer it, thinking that a couple of mates that were coming over were here. He's answered the door, and then this Indigenous male walked in. He asked for some guy, and we sort of went, no, we don't know him. He doesn't live here, bro. This is my unit. But then all of a sudden, we heard the back screen door go. A larger Indigenous male then walked in through the back door. The one in the lounge room then picked up a tie rod next to my toolbox, then proceeded to scream at us, going, I want all your money, and I want all your jewellery and stuff.
And here you are with your mate trying to bloody play Crash Bandicoot.
yeah. You know, I'm just on a quiet Saturday night. And the guy in the lounge room sort of swung the tire iron at my mate. He was sitting on the couch. So I just said, the money's in the spare room here, but I'll just grab it. So he sort of backed off. And then as I walked into the spare room, I knew just past the door frame was my replica trident from Aquaman that I was going to put into a salt fish tank light. So I grabbed that and spun around with that. And yeah, he sort of screamed and yelled and ran out the back door. Then the one in the lounge room threw the tire iron at me, which missed me and hit the other mate running out the back door. So he picked that up and took off. And then the other guy sort of took off at the front door.
So where did the chainsaw come into this?
That was a funny thing, because all the way through, even when he came through the back door, he actually walked past the chainsaw that I was using during the day to chop down the trees. And when the guy was still in the lounge room, that's when I spun around and I grabbed the chainsaw and he ran out the front door and I sort of started it. And more of a thing just so they wouldn't come back in.
Yeah.
But then my mate was sitting there and he's like, oi, they're trying to steal the next door neighbour's car. So that's when I opened the door and just walked out and wrapped the chainsaw and went, oh, it's a perfect candidate and a buddy, I wouldn't. And then, yeah, he sort of screamed, ran off down the thing, so I chased him next door. But, yeah, two lads sort of went through a fence that was missing three wooden palings at once. So, yeah, it sort of scared them a bit, and I don't think they'll come back. I think they may think twice of going to people's house next time.
Yeah, good on you, Johnny. Thanks for the chat, mate, and quite an ordeal, that's for sure. I guess the bottom line is make sure you lock up, even if you are at home.